Thank you.
So that was Katie Howe and our house band. Katie and our house band. And normally our house band has a really creative name that Katie
super
and
clever.
I have thought up to represent the all-star band.
Yeah.
And this time we were working on the name and it broke out into a contest. And Christy, I believe, bears some responsibility. Christy Miller, a mandolin player, sitting in with us tonight, the legendary Christy Miller. Mm-hmm. Christy, you had such a cavalcade of potential names. What are some of your favorites that you have seen today?
Well, a lot of them came in. Some of them were really bad. But some of the good ones were Northern Skies, Northern Star Band, Northern Lights, Northern Pike, Headwaters, The Chickadees, which I really like that one, Babes in the Woods, House Band, Blue Plate Special, another good one, mm-hmm. Tommerhugger, which is Lumberjack and Norwegian from Barb Haug, The Lost 40, Ordinary High Watermark, and The Opes.
And that last one seems to be the one, The Opes.
Oh, The Opes.
Katie Haug and The Opes. And to explain, if that sounds a little unusual. First of all, this is the Great Northern Radio Show. We take pride in our authentic Minnesota roots, but sometimes Minnesota can be a little weird. For instance, in recent months, more people have begun noticing a strange quirk of the Minnesota dialect. It's not a word, it's a sound that Minnesotans make instead of saying, excuse me, especially when navigating through a crowd. That sound, we just heard it, oh. It's a Minnesota oops, blended with a Midwestern uh-oh, boiled down to a nameless sound. Let's hear how it works when two Minnesotans approach each other. Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Oftentimes, oh comes with a tag sentence.
Oh, sneak right by ya.
We do it so often that most Minnesotans don't think about it, but others find it a little jarring, especially in big crowds. It's like polite horn honking, really, made by people. And maybe we've never considered it, but perhaps this strange little sound has been holding us back all this time. For instance, how many Minnesotans have failed in pickpocketing careers?
Oh, just gonna reach into your back pocket there. Oh, not copping a feel, just lifting your wallet there. Oh, okay, just keep walking.
And just forget being a Minnesota ninja.
Oh, just creeping by in the shadows here. Oh, gonna throw some shuriken ninja throwing stars. Oh, sorry, yeah, gotta do it, just part of the deal.
This might even affect us in personal matters. Take this couple on their honeymoon.
Okay, so that's it then.
Sorry.
Then again, maybe we just can't help it. It's part of our DNA. Just take that same couple 9 months later.
Okay, ma'am, it's time to deliver your baby. Oh, just gonna reach up here.
I'm sure glad to have you by my side, even though I want to kill you right now.
Honey, sorry. Oh, you hurt my hand.
Oh,
here it comes.
Oh.
Oh, it's a boy.
Yeah, you betcha, yeah, yeah, it's a boy to boot. Yeah, we'll teach him to go a fish and to shoot. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Whoop, sneak by you, whoop, sneak right by you. Whoop, sneak by you, whoop, sneak right by you. Whoop, sneak right by you, whoop, sneak right by you. Whoop, sneak right by you, whoop, sneak right by you.
From the day you arrive on the planet, and shivering step into the snow, you always will feel like a bit of a heel. Don't ask why, it's not for you to know. It's the circle of shame, and it rules the soul. As adults and kids, you know we feel like a dope. We can't look at your face, 'cause your judgment's blinding. The circle of shame.
So, to the rest of the world, oh, sorry, we're just going to keep saying this. If you don't want to hear it, stay out of our way, or, you know, if that's okay with you.